Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to take the time to recognize just how special fathers and grandfathers and uncles and nephews and brothers and sons, all of our men really are. We thank you for allowing us the gift of our fathers here at Glenville, and thank you for touching their hearts to allow them to share their gifts and their talents. Lord, we pray that through this message, we are all challenged to grow, to learn, and to become better equipped as men and women and young people for you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Today is that day that has been set aside, saints, specifically to honor and to celebrate our fathers. This is the day that we especially are able to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the hard work, the sacrifices, and the dedication of our dads. But sadly, this day of celebration is not always met with enthusiasm. Many of us don't even realize that from the very first moment that Father's Day was suggested, there were some people that laughed. When someone suggested the idea of a Mother's Day, everyone went, hooray, all right, this is a good idea. Someone said, let's have a Father's Day, and people joked. People put it down, they made fun, they became sarcastic and saints. I even found out that they degraded Father's Day in cartoons in the local newspapers. It was just that looked down upon. It took years and years and years just to make Father's Day a national holiday. It's interesting for us here at Glenville New Life Community Church and those that belong to the Presbyterian denomination that Father's Day was first suggested in a church, and it was not just any church, it was a Presbyterian church. Amen. See, we get that claim to fame. It was suggested by a young woman, a Presbyterian woman named Sonora. And you see, her father had been a Civil War soldier. He had been a hero in the war. And he was married to a woman, and they had six children. And on the birth of her sixth child, the mother passed away in childbirth. And this father, who could have made the decision to say, I cannot do this, this is too hard, he said, I can do this. I can raise my children. I can love my children. I can provide for my children, even though and especially since their mother is gone. And it was because of these children's love for their father that they were so thankful for what he did that they wanted to be able to say thank you with a holiday similar to Mother's Day, which would eventually be called Father's Day. And so that's what today is all about, saints. We are able to say thank you. Thank you to all of our fathers, our grandfathers, our male role mothers, our father figures, our stepfathers, our future fathers. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. You know, in my house, we have what we call Father's Day rules. Father's Day rules. These are good rules, man. I tell the kids that rule number one for today is that today is not about us. Not about me as a mom, and it's not about you all as the kids. Today is all about dad. Whatever dad says, it goes. I tell them rule number two for today is that it is okay to tell your father and all the other men in our lives that they are fantastic, that they are wonderful, special, great, amazing, and make sure to tell them that they look good. I say, use whatever nice words you want to say. You are splendid. You are just great. Whatever you want to say, but it's got to be something good. Now, I must confess, when I tell my kids that they have to say those things to their dad, they look at me and say, what? Tell daddy what? But I tell them, yep, you go right on in there. You tell them what a great father he is. I also tell them that rule number four is that we are to focus on all the good that your father has done. I don't want to hear any complaints about daddy. I don't want to hear daddy doesn't do this, daddy's too strict, daddy doesn't do that. I don't want to hear that he's too hard. I tell him we got 364 days of the year to complain. And on this one day, we only going to talk about all the good that daddy does. another rule in my house, another thing that we focus on is that we recognize that Father's Day can be a challenge. You see, saints, and I have taught my children to really respect their father because of all the sacrifices he has made, because I come from a family similar to Pastor Rick, where my biological father left. And then I had a stepfather who was abusive, and then my stepfather after that, by the time I got him, I was grown, and so we couldn't really develop a relationship. So my image of a father wasn't always comforting. So I always teach my kids that it's not always easy in everyone's family, and that what they have is something special. And what they have is something that they should appreciate and honor. We also know that in our families, some fathers have caused some pain, and some mothers, but some fathers have caused some pain and some hurt, and they haven't lived up to their full potential, amen. But that's when I always go back to that rule. Not on Father's Day, find something good. Find something good to say. And my final rule is that I ask my children to look around, and I ask them to see not just their father, because it just hasn't been their father that has made a difference in their lives. I say, look at your grandfather. Look at your stepfather. Look at your uncle, your brother, your teachers, your pastor. Heck, look at the next door neighbor. He's made a difference in your life. And I say to them, we need to recognize that there are men that do make a difference. You know, saints, fathers truly are so special. And we don't even realize all the special times that we have with our fathers and our grandfathers and our men. And I just think about the men here at Glenville that we just all saw up there looking so handsome. The men of Glenville, I must say, have taught me so much about what a real father is. You all have taught me so much about what a real man is. Here at Glenville, I see men that treat women with such respect. Amen, ladies? They treat us with such respect, such honor. They have been willing to go above and beyond in their work and hard effort. What I love and what's so, it just touches me every time, is that all of them have been so willing to admit when they've been wrong. That's so hard to do, but they not only admit that they've been wrong, but they stay around to try to fix the situation. We've seen them be willing to say, I need to do better. We've seen them say, I am strong. We've seen them be humble. We've seen them be funny. Our men are so funny here. We've seen them be silly and kind and patient with all of us, and gentle. But I really want us to watch, because we saw the men up here singing, and that was really special. But Felicia Earle created us a DVD to really watch and see just how important the men of Glenville really are. Let's watch. Happy Father's Day, amen. We just could not imagine a Glenville without you. I don't think, saints, that we always take the time to recognize just how important our fathers and our men really are. And it's really time for us to say that, men, you are important. Fathers, you are important. Young men, you are important. Boys who will one day become our future fathers, you are important. Our fathers have a huge impact on our lives. Have you ever thought about what life would be like without our male counterparts? Just think about it. No men, no boys, no other gender but us women. Wow, life would be a whole lot different, amen. For one, life would be a lot shorter. We would have stopped at Eve a long time ago. For having a baby would become quite a challenge without our male counterparts. But I think, you know, we as women, we're smart enough. We probably would have figured out a way to have babies without our men. But even if we did, saints, we would still only have women, because men are the only ones that carries the Y chromosome that allows us to have boys. Men have X and Y, we have X and X. So only way you can create a male is with another male. Amen. Just think about all the things in our world that will be different without our men. The whole area of sports, for one thing, would be different. Football, basketball, all golf, all of that would be different. Buildings, these tall skyscraper buildings would be different. Electronics, all of our cell phone gadgets, computers, all of that technology would be different. Transportation would be different. Who would change our oil and fix our brakes? You know, I know we as women can do that kind of stuff, but I sure do appreciate that the men do that. I sure do appreciate it. I do not want to figure out how to change a tire. Our cars, our boats, our planes, our whole government structure would be different. Men and our fathers have definitely changed how humans live in this world. It's so interesting that in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, and God looked at both of them, and he saw that they were good. Then God gave them dominion over the earth, and then our Creator said to them, you two, the next thing you can do is become a mother and a father. But you got to do it at the same time. Cannot do this any other way. Did you ever notice that? There is no way a child can be born in this world without the contribution of a father and a mother. There's no way around it. You can do anything you want in a test tube and everything else. You still need daddy's part and mama's part to make it work. And even if we as mothers decide for whatever reason that we're going to have our babies and raise our babies by ourselves, the baby still has a father. Still has a father. It's so fascinating that God created us to be completely dependent upon each other in the area of procreation. We cannot do this without one another. Men and women make life better. Fathers and mothers make life better. Brothers and sisters make life better. Aunts and uncles make life better. We need each other to survive, as the song says. And since today is Father's Day, we can take a look at all the ways in which our fathers impact the world. Fathers impact the world, saints. And it's really up to them whether they're going to impact it in a positive or a negative way. But they do impact the world. And today we're going to talk about the positive ways that fathers can impact the world. You know, saints, it has been scientifically proven that fathers that have an active, and hear the word active, healthy, positive relationship with their children or their child improve their children's cognitive thinking abilities. That means that when the fathers do what they're supposed to do, they help develop great thinkers. When fathers who have active, positive relationships with their children, they help create smart kids. Smart kids. Fathers that have an active and positive relationship with their children help their children do better in school. Their children develop healthy psychologically. They help their children learn how to behave socially. You know, I'll never forget, I saw this study about some elephants. And it was about elephants and elephant poaching. And these elephants were over in Africa, and elephants were being killed for their ivory tusk. Well, the poachers came, and they killed all the older male elephants, all the strong fathers. And they left the female elephants and the baby elephants, male and female. And as these baby elephants grew up into teen elephants, they noticed that the young teen male elephants became lost, saints. They became violent. They became destructive. And they became killers. Here's these gentle animals that became killers. So what did they do to try to figure out what to do right to get these animals to act and behave? They came to another country, and they got some strong, healthy male elephants, took them way over to Africa, and these elephants immediately began to behave. Immediately. Fathers make a difference in the way that our children behave socially, saints. We can see that right now in our communities. Many, many of our fathers are doing well, but many, far too many of our fathers are locked up in jail, saints. Many of our fathers are disconnected, gone, or for whatever reason, and we see the results in our young male teens. They have become more violent, more destructive, and some have become killers. But saints, just like with those elephants, I didn't say that the people brought the elephant's father back. They went and got some strong, healthy men and brought them in on the scene. So in our communities, the largest impact that we can have, let's bring in some strong, healthy men that will make a difference in the lives of our teenagers. Amen. It's not just our fathers, our biological fathers, that have an impact in our lives. There are many, many men that step up to make the difference here. Fathers also impact our faith. Fathers impact our relationships with God. And our fathers, you need to know that. Our fathers need to know that you as a father have a direct impact on whether or not our children will have a relationship with God. You know, there was another survey. I'm always looking at these surveys. But there was a survey in Switzerland that showed, and it was so amazing, but they showed that if both father and mother are regular church attenders, and this is just coming in the building. This is just stepping in the door, sitting down, you attending church. This doesn't mean you study the Bible. This doesn't mean you have a strong faith. This is just showing up in church. They did a survey on people who go to church. So they studied that if both the father and the mother show up to church, 33% of their children will go to church. They showed that if the mom is the only one that's going to the church, if the mom is the only one that shows up, only 2% of the children will go to church. They also showed that if just the dad without the mom shows up and comes to church, 38% of the children will go to church, the number went up. And then they said if neither one goes, no one shows up, only 4% of those children go to church. Now, ladies, I'm going to be sexist, and I'm not trying to say that we shouldn't keep doing what we're doing and bringing our children to church. We should keep praying. We should keep teaching. We should keep doing everything that we are doing. But we also need to realize the importance of our fathers and our men and developing our faith. It's very important, very important. And Deuteronomy, if you can read this with me on our sermon outline, 6:1-2. Says, these are the commands, decrees, and the laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that your children and your children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy a long life. Saints, when the Israelites were crossing over into the Jordan, God gave them specific instructions to teach their children about God. How important is this to God that he said, teach the children. Teach the children my laws and my decrees. It wasn't just the responsibility of the women and the mothers. It was the responsibility of the entire community. Our Lord even went further in his instructions in scriptures in Ephesians. And Ephesians is a good book about instructions on how to live, how our relationships are to go. And in Ephesians, he gave instructions to husbands and wives. And then he gives this instruction clearly to the fathers. Read this next one with me. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Wow, fathers are extremely important. Fathers are extremely important. And one of the biggest ways that a father can impact the world and impact our children and their lives is to have a good relationship with the child's mother. Maybe not even just a good relationship, but a wonderful relationship with the child's mother, amen? Children, we all know, children we know learn best by watching and observing us. What does it teach a child, a teenager, or young people, when their fathers and mothers give each other respect? What does it teach our children when we speak to each other with kindness and dignity? What does it teach our children when we forgive each other and we're faithful to each other and honorable to each other? What does it teach our children when we show that we care about Christ? And not only do I care about Christ, I care that my children's father has a relationship with Christ. So how can we best honor our fathers this year? How can we help our fathers and our men along the way? Well, we can help them by understanding a few points. First point, fathers and mothers, and it's the same for men and women, we are all equal. We are all equal. That's not in question. But we are not the same. We are not the same. We all have something very different to offer. We all have something different to offer, but it is equally needed. What mom offers is as equally needed as what dad offers. Fathers and mothers are equal, and their thoughts should be equally accepted, saints, but we don't think the same. Never, ever, 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 ever will fathers think like us, mothers. Never, ever, ever will mothers think like fathers, fathers. It just will not happen. Saints, I was very surprised when I was doing some reading that most fathers, most of our men, most of our husbands, they want to please us as women. They want to please their children. Fathers do not go around thinking, how can I make my family look foolish? How can I look like a complete idiot in front of my family? They want to make us proud. Fathers want to do things for us and with us. But it's not going to be the same as we women would choose it to be. Most husbands want to be good husbands. Men, definitely, and you all can amen me on this one, men do not get married thinking how bad I can make this marriage be. You all do not get married thinking I really want to have a horrible life, I want to have a horrible set of kids, I want to be in a horrible relationship with my wife. Men... Thank you, Marvin. They don't get married for those reasons. Men want to be good fathers. And most men want to have a good relationship with God. They really do. Saints, we just all need an understanding and just exactly how to help our fathers. How can we best help them to achieve their goals and to let their needs be made known? Well, number one, fathers need our respect. Ladies and children, fathers need our respect. Now, I already know what some of you all are saying and thinking in your head. Need my respect. You know what kind of father I got? I already see your thoughts going on. Need my respect. You got to give some respect to get some respect from me. No. It's time for us to have a new level of thinking. Our fathers need our respect. They need to know that we honor them, that we treasure them, that we listen to them, that their advice is important to us, that what they say sometimes really is right and a good way to do things. Fathers need our respect. Let me give you an example. Do you all remember when President Barack Obama became president? And instead of saying President Barack Obama, everybody kept saying Mr. Obama. Or Mr. Barack, they still do that every once in a while, don't they? And many of us said they don't respect the position and the honor of being president. It didn't matter if they didn't like him or not. What mattered was he was in the president. And just for that sake, he should be honored and called President Barack Obama. He should have the respect that the position deserves. And in the same manner, our fathers need respect. They need to know that we respect and honor the position, that they are important in our world. Our fathers, saints, they need to know, they need our respect, and they also need to know that they are needed, that we need them, and not just for their money. Did y'all hear me? Not just for their money. Not just for what they can provide for us. We need them in our lives for their advice, their wisdom, their courage, their protection. And I know it's hard for us as women because we've been raised to be strong, independent women. It's hard for us to think about needing somebody else. We teach our daughters, you be strong. You don't ever rely. You don't need nobody but yourself. You can do it. And that's because for so long we've had to do so many things with very little help and very little support that we've taught ourselves to be strong and independent and get things done. But in the process, saints, we've kind of left our men on the sidelines. We haven't been telling them we need them to be part of this, that life is so much better with them than without them. Our fathers need our respect. They need to know that we need them. They also need fulfillment, saints. Just like we as women, we work real hard. Amen. Do you all work hard? Yeah. I know I work hard. We sacrifice so much. We give and we give until we are empty and we need to be refueled and replenished. We as women, we need someone or something to invest into us so that we can continue to give and give and give. And in the same manner, our men need to be fulfilled. They do not get fulfilled by the same things that we as women get fulfilled by. They need to do guy stuff that has nothing to do with us. They need to do enriching things like watch sports and hang out with the guys and play roughhouse and play and stuff like that. They need to do that stuff, ladies. You know, a lot of times we get upset with our men because we think they're playing video games with the kids. And we're like, why are you playing video games with the kids? Come on in here and watch and help me do these dishes. But playtime is important time too, saints. Our fathers play more with our children than we as mothers do. They spend more time in play with our children than we do, and that is important time. Our children are learning during that time. The children that spend a lot of time in playtime with their dads, do you know that they are more excited about going into the world? That they are less afraid, that they are more confident in everything they do. Just because they were playing with their daddy, go play with dad. Play with him forever. Play all the time. You know, our fathers, saints, they need our respect. They need to know that they're needed. They need fulfillment. And then they need our help. They need our help. Fathers and mothers, they have different roles now than back in the day. Back in the day, there were clearly defined roles for what men did and what women did. But now we are all working hard. We all get up early in the morning. We all go to work. We all come home, take care of the kids. And then we try to find just a little bit of the part of the day that we can claim as our own time. Ladies, do you like coming home to a nice cooked meal? Do you like coming home and the house is clean? Do you like coming home and all the kids' homework is done and you don't have to do anything? Well, guess what? Our fathers like the same thing. They like coming home and there's a meal on the table. And that's not bologna or something like that. They like coming home and the house is clean. They like coming home and all the kids' stuff is done. And then on top of that, it just will blow your husband's mind or your other person's mind, your father's mind, if they get home and the lawn is mowed. The shoveling is already done, the dog is walked, the poop is cleaned up, and somebody took out the trash besides them. You know, I'm telling you, you don't have to do much to please our men. Walk the dog. Saints, our fathers need our respect. They need to know that they're fulfilled. They need to know that we love them, that we are there to help them. And finally, they need to know that we love them, that we love them. They need our love. Fathers need to know that they are forgiven. 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 We can hold a grudge against our father forever and ever and ever and ever. They made a mistake way back in 1973, and we still harping on it today. Our fathers need to know that when they make a mistake, that just like we want to be forgiven, that we have forgiven them. Our fathers need to know that we are faithful to them. We are faithful to them, that we are honest with them, that we stand with integrity as their wives, their children, that we love them. You know, in learning our fathers and learning our men, saints, we learn to love like God loves us. When we love our men, when we love our fathers, we learn to love like God, like Jesus. You see, saints, because sometimes our fathers will mess up, and they might need a little forgiveness. But all of us in the room gonna mess up. And just like we mess up, God grants us his forgiveness every time. Jesus is always faithful to us. And learning to love our men, we learn to love like God with faith. Jesus is always honest with us, always stands with integrity, saints. And learning to love our fathers and learning to love our men, we learn to love God. We learn to give our hearts back to God when we love our fathers. You see, saints, I told you that my father was not always there in the beginning. He was just completely gone when I was a little child. And I could not see him. I could not see him. I didn't know where he was at. But could I think that maybe he loved me? That he loved me, saints? I cannot see our Heavenly Father. Who of us can see our Heavenly Father? But can we think that he loves us? Can we know that he loves us, saints? Our fathers will often do things that we just do not understand. All of them will. All of our men do things that we as women do not understand. But it always works out that God also does things that we do not understand. And we cannot anticipate how it's going to work out, but it always works out. When we learn to love God, we learn humbleness. Humbleness. It is humbling sometimes to learn to love our men and our fathers. We have to humble ourselves, say that we're wrong, apologize, and be humble. Submission. Some of y'all took that word right out of your mouth. I must admit, I'm not even saying that. But when we learn to submit to our fathers and our husbands, the men in our lives, we learn to love God, saints. Because if you look at the true meaning of submission, it means honor, value, respect. So when you say, I will submit, I'm saying I will value you. I will honor you. I will respect you as the man in my life. Saints, all of our relationships are teaching us something about God. Something about God. And our next upcoming series, we're going to be talking about relationships and all that we can do to make our healthy relationships in our home, saints. But our relationships teach us something about God. Our relationships draw us so close to Jesus Christ. And our relationships with our fathers are important. God is always trying to tell us, I value each and every one of you. But today he's saying, I value all of you fathers. Fathers, God is saying, I value you as a father. Men, God is saying, I value you. Jesus is saying, young men, I value you. You are important in this world. And that all of us have an impact on each other's lives, saints. None of us can do this alone. But we do have to decide, am I going to make a negative impact in this world? Or am I going to make a positive impact on this world? Or even better yet, am I going to make an impact like Jesus? Like Jesus, saints. So today my prayer is that all of us will want to make the impact like Jesus made. Let's pray.